Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
Everybody, welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Buddy, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Real quick, guys, you know how we like to do this before we get started. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital D. There it is, right there on your screen. And guys, as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm so excited to be here today. As you can see, can't you tell? I'm a little excited. I really am. And I am so glad that each of you have decided to join the show today. I am really happy about that. And thank you so much for listening and watching the show, whether you're watching over YouTube right now or Facebook or Instagram, or maybe you're going to listen to this later on Spotify or Google Podcasts or Pandora. Does not matter. Let me take the time to tell you thank you and how much I appreciate you that you listen to the show. And maybe, just maybe, you've been listening to the show to the 4 years that we've been on. Let me tell you thank you. I appreciate you for being rocked with me and rocking with the show this time. And maybe this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice. Well, maybe someone told you about the show, or maybe you found me by accident. However, I'm glad you're here. And whether you are listening in Switzerland or in Egypt or in India or in Africa or Mexico or Spain, wherever you find yourself listening to the show, let me tell you, thank you very much, man. Tonight's episode is going to be another impactful one and another great one. I want to go ahead and play the information from our affiliate sponsors, guys. I want to go ahead and get that out of the way. Once we do, then we'll dive into the show real quick. But before we do, guys, let me say this. Everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives, like with you and with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and come on the show, guys, drop us an email. It's T-E-L-L, me something, 21 at gmail.com. And he said, well, Travis, man, I know someone that has a great story that would be very impactful and very inspirational, and your listeners would love to hear it. But I don't want to come on a show, man. I'm camera shot. That's okay. You don't have to drop us an email with their information at T-E-L-L, me something, 21 at gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, let me go ahead and play this information for our affiliate sponsors. Thank you, everybody, for coming in If you're watching us right now, thank you. Everybody, come on, join in. We're just getting started. And if you're watching and listening to this later, maybe over your radio or on your cell phone, thank you, guys. We're just getting started. Let me play this information for my affiliate sponsors. After that, we're going to dive in and we're going to get started because this is going to be good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN, for Amazon. With Amazon, you could spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Please use the special links that are in chat to visit one of our online sponsors. And if you are not watching the show and you are listening to it, the information will be given so that you can as well participate. Guys, please visit one of our online sponsors. It's a great way to support the show, to do what you already do. Shop! There you go. Guys, tonight's episode, if you did not catch tonight's episode, guys, let me go ahead and put that information up. Tonight's episode is entitled Turn It Around. Yeah, Turn It Around. Yeah, I know you thought this year was going to be the year that, but today, I know many of us have made up our minds that 2024 be the year that you turn some things around. Today's episode, guys, is entitled Turn It Around. Have you ever wanted to just turn some things around with you? I don't know. Maybe it was with your career. Maybe it's your relationship with your children. Maybe it's the way that you think. Maybe it's the way you process some things. But has anybody ever said, it's time that I turn it around? Yeah, it's time I turn it around. Man, life is can be funny. It can be not just ha-ha funny. It can be peculiar funny. Many of us listening understand the peculiarity of life. We understand the challenges that come with life. Life will challenge an 18-year-old just like it will a 28-year-old. It will challenge you in your 30s and then turn around and challenge you again in your 60s. And it does not regard the culture you came out of or the background that you have. Listen, it won't even ask us for permission. It won't. When life comes at us, when it challenges you, it won't ask you for permission. It won't say, can I have your permission to challenge you? Can I have your permission to make some things difficult for you? It won't even ask us for permission. Sometimes it kind of comes at us when you, I think about this, when I was thinking about this episode and how life can sometimes come at us. Sometimes it comes at us like a person in an arm wrestling contest. Have you ever seen people do an arm wrestling contest or arm wrestle someone? Or maybe you've arm wrestled someone and you know how they do. They put their arm up like this because they're ready to arm wrestle you. They put that arm on the table because they're ready to arm wrestle you. So sometimes life comes at us like a person in an arm wrestling contest. All it does it throws that arm on the table. All it does is it put that hand up there just like that. All it does is put its arm on the table and say, come on, give it your best shot. Sometimes it comes at us like a person in an arm wrestling contest. Whenever an arm goes up, it means I'm challenging you. Yeah, whenever it's an arm wrestling contest and that arm goes up, it means I'm challenging you. And it puts up one arm. It puts one arm up in front of us. And listen, it puts one arm up in front of us and says, may the best one win. Yeah, it throws that arm up and it challenges us sometimes. It doesn't ask us our permission. It doesn't care where we come from. It doesn't matter if you just graduated college or high school. It doesn't matter what grade you're in. It doesn't matter what age you are. Life will challenge us just like a person in an arm wrestling contest. And it says, may the best one of us win. Has there ever been or ever come times or been real moments? Has there ever come real moments in your life where it came down to a situation you faced and it was just, may the best one win? Yeah, just like the arm wrestling contest. Has there ever come a situation where you felt like when you walked away, it was, may the best one win? Maybe it had something to do with passing an exam in school or overcoming some personal challenges. Sometimes when it comes down to the wire, even if we weren't expecting things to turn out the way that they did, sometimes it comes down to, may the best one win. You didn't wake up looking for the fight that you were pulled into. But since you are here, may the best one win. You didn't wake up this morning looking for the bad news. You didn't wake up this morning expecting to be challenged the way that you are. Maybe you're challenged on your job where they don't seem to appreciate all that you can contribute. Maybe you're challenged in your relationship and in your home, and they don't really understand your value and your worth. Maybe you're challenged over some negative thinking and some negative words someone has said to you, and you find yourself in a mental fight every day of your life. Every day you're smiling, and people are wondering, man, you're always smiling. You're always happy. They have no idea of the fight that you're in mentally. And you wake up every day and say, may the best one win. You weren't even looking for the fight you got pulled into. But since you are here, may the best one win. Maybe it's been a fight to try and get through all the negative things you've believed about yourself. You may not have started this fight, but now that you are in it, may the best one win. Yes, sometimes life can challenge us like an arm wrestling contest. May the best one win. This kind of reminds me, today's episode, guys, turn it around, reminds me of a story. I know you say, Travis, everything reminds you of a story, because I love a good story. I really do. I really love a really good story. I've always enjoyed that. One of the most, one of the best things I enjoyed about school, elementary school, when I was in elementary school, one of my favorite times was story time. It truly, I'm not kidding you. It was story time. And I know those who know me may say, well, Travis, I thought lunch might be your favorite time. Well, lunch was good too. I'm not going to. But story time was one of my most favorite times because I got an opportunity to hear a story. And yeah, I could read, but I love hearing and listening to a really good story. I do. I love a good story. I enjoy the plots, the twists, and the turns because in a story, if we read long enough, anything can happen. If we read long enough in a story, even if the scenery doesn't change, the characters in it will change out. Let me throw this in there at you. Don't become overly concerned or disappointed with who is no longer in your life. Maybe they have gone as far as they can in your story. A lot of time and energy is spent living in disappointment and frustration over things and people who are no longer in our lives. But maybe they have gone as far as they can in the story. Maybe they were supposed to be mentioned on the next page. Maybe they were supposed to be mentioned in the next chapter. Maybe they were supposed to appear in the next scene. Let me say this. You've got to learn to stop giving starting roles to those things that are only meant to have a cameo in your life. Yeah, I'm going to drop that, leave that right there. But guys, this reminds me of a good story. And this story about a boat. It is a really good story. But I love a good story. This story is about a boat that set out to go sailing with people on board. And no, it's not Gilligan's Island. Okay? But I promise you, it's a good story. It's a good one. So you got to listen to the story. It's really, really good. So this story is about a boat that set out to go sailing with people on board. So in this story, there was a boat and there were people from all different backgrounds on board. From all different backgrounds on board. Listen, if your journey or if our journey through life only takes you around those things that look like you and just those things that we can recognize, we could be overlooking something we need. If your journey through life only takes you around something that you are familiar with, then chances are we could be overlooking something that we will need. I remember a time my grandmother had asked me, we needed something in the house. We needed something. And she told me to go in the room. And she said, I want you to go in the room and go under the bed. And I want you to grab that. It's a box under the bed. So I went in the room and I grabbed the box. And the box, now, mind you, the box was old and it was kind of beat up and it was a little dusty and it was in the back up under the bed. So I had to crawl all the way under the bed to get it. So I got it and I brought it to her. And the very thing that we needed was in this beat up box. The point I'm making is this. Everything we need won't come in a package that we will recognize. So if we're only going around everything that we recognize, if we only go around everything that makes us comfortable, we could be overlooking the very thing that we need, because everything we need won't come in a package that we will recognize. I know, man. And so on this boat, man, this is back to the story. So this was a boat that people on it, right? And the boat was out sailing, and they were doing that thing, man. And there wasn't a cloud. There was not a storm cloud in the sky to be found. Not a one. I mean, not a one. It was a beautiful day. Picturesque. A beautiful, picturesque day. The boat kept moving and almost gliding across the water, creating small waves as it moved. The passengers were enjoying themselves. It was a beautiful day. The warm sunlight seemed to walk across the entire boat, spreading the joy and hopes of a pleasant ride. So later that day, one of the passengers was visiting with the captain and watching them steer the boat. And all of a sudden, the captain fell to the ground, to the floor. The individual quickly attended the captain and revived them. All right, they revived the captain. They're on his boat, and all of a sudden, the captain falls out, and this person has to revive the captain. But when they stood up, they could see the boat was on the path to fall over a waterfall. The captain was still too weak to stand and steer the boat. And he told the individual, now there was just this captain, there was no assistant captain, no co-pilot, there was none of that. It was a smaller boat, just the captain. So the captain told him, he told the individual, you have to steer it. You have to steer the boat. Nervously, they began steering the boat, but they were still close to the waterfall. The person who was steering the boat made an announcement over the loudspeaker to the already panicking passengers that in order to avoid the waterfall, they're going to have to change directions. That person went on to say, hold on to something. He said, we're going to have to change directions, but you are going to have to hold on to something, because when I change directions, it won't be an easy one. What I'm saying is this: every turn won't feel comfortable, but to avoid the waterfalls, it's necessary. Sometimes you have to grab a hold of what you can and prepare for the turn. Yes, sometimes you don't get a chance to decide what you want.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gonna grab a hold to in life. Sometimes life will only leave you with your name. Sometimes, after all the time you work, life will only leave you with some of your health. Life will only leave you with the shirt on your back. You have to grab what you can and prepare for the turn. It won't be easy, but grab what you got and prepare for the turn. Sometimes you have to grab hold of what you can and prepare for the turn. I know you may have been mentally stronger in your 20s, and right now, you don't think the way you used to. You move a little slower than you did. Or maybe when you lived with your parents, you understood and you could see things differently. But now that you're on your own, you have to grab a hold of what you can and prepare for the turn. Grab a hold of the job that you have. Grab a hold of the relationship that you have. If you are taking classes for the first time online and it's something different than what you've been accustomed to, grab a hold of it and prepare for the turn. There are people on board of different age groups on the boat. They had different age groups represented on the boat. There were people on board of different age groups. And that represented different generations. So there were people of different age groups on board. There were people from different generations on the board. And you are not too old. Let me just say this. You are not too old to grab on and prepare for the turn. Things may not look pretty. They may not look like how we want them to look. I know you may have to restructure some things and rethink some things. And I know you have to do some things differently. But can you grab on and prepare for the turn? They may not look like they used to. But sometimes you have to grab on and prepare for the turn. Listen, they had to go against the currents. They're turning, but they had to go against the currents. They had to go against the water. They had to go against the currents. But they were turning. There are times we may have to face what is pushing us over the edge, but turn. They were turning and water was coming on board. They were turning and some were screaming. They were turning and they were rocking. Sometimes the turbulence that we feel is because we are in the middle of a turn. Is it possible that what you have been feeling, is it possible that what you feel right now, the uncomfortable that you feel, is because you are in the middle of a turn? You know that I'm a firm believer of positive confession. You should begin to write this in chat. Say it to yourself out loud. Say it every day you wake up. I'm in the middle of a turn. I know it doesn't feel that way. I know it doesn't look that way to you. Things at home may not feel that way. It may be a rocky relationship with your parents. It may be rocky at school, rocky at work. You may be rocking back and forth in your mind. But just tell yourself, I'm in the middle of a turn. It doesn't feel good, but I'm turning. I will not go over the edge. You might be fighting what's pushing you over the edge right now, but I'm in the middle of a turn. How many people can just believe something positive about yourself and just say, I'm in the middle of a turn? Type it, type it, type it, say it. I'm in the middle of a turn. Then, listen, I get it, guys. Good story. We're almost done, I promise you. Then the person who was now steering the boat, sometimes you may have to steer some things that you're unprepared for. Sometimes you may have to steer some things that you're unfamiliar with. Listen to me. What you had to steer at 20 is going to be different than what you have to steer in your 70s, in your 80s. Listen, you're not even the same person now that you were when you were 18. You're not the same person you are now than you were when you were 10. You're in the same body, but not the same person. You're going to have to steer some things that are look different to you. You're going to have to steer through some things that you're uncomfortable with. I'm 54 years old. I have never been 54 in my entire life. I have to steer through 54 and make it look good like I've never. So the person realized that they had to make a critical decision if they were going to make it through this. Yeah, they had to make a critical decision if they were going to make it through this situation. Some decisions we make that we may be forced into making, some decisions that we may be forced into making about ourselves isn't because it's our last. Some decisions that we have to make about ourselves, sometimes it's not because it's our last. Sometimes they are our last resort. Some things we didn't choose because it would make us look good. We didn't choose it because we would be popular. There were some things that we chose. We made the decision because it was our last resort. Yeah, there are some people who are listening that say to themselves, I made the decision that I did because it was my last resort. And there are some people right now, we're dealing with some overflow. We're dealing with some splashes of water. We're dealing with some turbulence. Not because it was your first choice, not because it was your last choice, but because it was your last resort. Some of us know, let's be honest, there were some people that we got close to because they were our last resort. We made some decisions to work some places, to put up with some things because it was our last resort. Come on. The first person that we wanted really didn't pay us any attention, so we chose the person who did. It was our last resort. Nobody gave you. Come on. Yeah, I know that there was some last resort. Yeah, there was some last resort decisions that we made. We made the decision because it was our last resort. We've all made decisions that we aren't proud of. We didn't make them because they were the prettiest or even because we would look the best. They were made because they were our last resort. You think I want to be strung out on drugs? It was my last resort. You think somebody wakes up in the morning and said, I'm going to be strung out on drugs. I'm going to be an alcoholic. I'm going to be a person with a bad temper. To them, it was their last resort. Do you think someone who was born with a sickness and who's overweight said, I'm just going to live this way? But to them, it was their last resort. When we meet people, we're meeting some people at their last resort. We can't judge the people that we meet, because sometimes when we meet them, we are meeting them at their last resort. Whatever state a person is that we're meeting them in, let's show them some grace, show some kindness, because we're meeting them in their last resort. They may never tell you, they may never talk about it, you may never see it, but understand, every time we meet someone, we're meeting someone who is either coming out of, coming from, or in the middle of their last resort. So this person that was steering this boat had to make a critical decision in order to just stand a chance. He wasn't doing it because all the passengers on board would be happy about it, but it was the last resort. It saved us. And I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes those last resorts saved us. Just like this person that was steering the boat, the last resort began to turn the boat and save them. Some of our last resorts, it saved us from continuing with toxic people and toxic relationships. It saved us from continuing with low self-esteem. Yeah, some of those last resorts, yeah, they kept us from a bigger trouble. Some of those last resort decisions kept us from embarrassing ourselves. Yeah, yeah, some of those last resort. So the individual who's steering this boat told the people about another announcement over the loudspeaker. He said, if we stand a chance at all, he said, if we stand any chance at all, we need to turn it around. It ain't always going to be pretty. It ain't got to be pretty to work. It ain't always got to be ideal to be effective. But turn it around. Listen, the people were yelling. Furniture was moving. Glass was sliding everywhere and breaking. Sometimes what can look like everything falling everywhere is because things are turning around. People were screaming. Some will have something to say and have their opinion on things, but turn it around. The engine kept moving. Listen. They was turning, and the engine kept moving. Let me encourage you right here. Let me say something that I hope that will really encourage you. They were turning it around. People were yelling. Everybody had their opinion, but they were turning it around. People will try to talk you into staying the way you are, even if it's unhealthy for you. Well, I liked you better when you was like this. I liked it better when you were this person. People will always try to talk you into keeping the way things the way you were, even if it's unhealthy. Let me say this statement here. They were turning it around, and the engines kept moving. Let me say this to you, and I hope this encourages you. You have been created with what you need to get things started, even if you need help finishing. Yeah, the engine kept moving and they were turning it around. You have been created with what you need to get things started, even if you need help finishing. So I learned from the story, I learned there is no turning without some waves. So those of you who are looking to turn and not rock the boat and not make some waves, you won't be able to do it. So this story, maybe, just maybe, what we are really talking about, turn it around, maybe what we are really talking about is the necessity of change. Yeah, the necessity of change. If we all take a good hard look at ourselves, there are some changes each of us can make that will keep us from going over the edge. And maybe those changes look like changing the way we think, changing our perspective. Maybe that change looks like changing some things that we think about. Maybe that change looks like changing the negative things that we think about and have a positive perspective. And a lot of people may say, hey, you know what? That positive thinking doesn't really work. Doesn't really happen. It's not for me. It's not me. That all that positive stuff is not for me because it doesn't work. Guys, I want to share some information, and I was reviewing this, and I'll look over something, and I'm gonna put this in chat. And this some information I got from Cedars-Sinai, the hospital, the very well known Cedars-Sinai. They did an article on the effects of negative thinking and negative perspective and our health. And this article is also from APA.org. And I'm going to share that with you guys. I want to share my screen so that you can see it. So let me see if I can get that up here and kind of share my screen, because I want you to see what I am looking at. And I want you to see how important it is to change the way we think and to change how we look at things. So I'm going to look at this right here. So I'm reading this article, right? And this article is entitled How Stress Affects Your Health. How Stress Affects Your Health. And in it, it simply says that our other forms of chronic stress, such as depression and low levels of social support, have also been implicated in increased cardiovascular risk. Chronic stress also suppresses the body's immune system, making it harder to recover from illness. Is it possible that we're staying sicker longer because we think negative? Reducing our stress levels can not only make you feel better right now, but it may also protect your health long term. Some research studies have demonstrated, for example, the interventions to improve psychological health can have a beneficial impact on cardiovascular health. As a result, researchers recommend boosting your positive effect, feelings like happiness, joy, contentment, and enthusiasm by making time enjoyable activities every day. Yeah, I know. The way we think, the way we process things can play a part in how long it takes for us to recover. Maybe our recovery has been waiting on us to change our minds. Listen, there's no pretty way. Let me read this to you guys. There's no pretty way to make some turns, but we can turn it around. Yeah, we can do that. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, you can stream right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, don't forget to pick up a copy of my book that I wrote, Always Inspired, Practical Ways to Live Through This Madness That We Call Life. You can find it, guys, on your Amazon. You can use our Amazon link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something, AMZN. And when you log in, search Always Inspired by Travis Patton Sr. Or, guys, you can use the QR code, scan it right there, and it'll take it right to it. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. I got to hurry up and get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.